This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and Mark is with me, our V-pop specialist, because we have a very exciting guest on the line, don't we, Mark?
Oh, hello there. Yeah, I would like to introduce you guys to our very big star from Vietnam Idol, Mr. Jung Hyo.
Yay!
Yo, hey, what's up, Asia Pop Radio? Here's Jung Hyo from, Germany, Vietnam.
Vietnam via Germany, I guess.
Yeah, both maybe, yeah.
Well, on that subject, so you are a German-born Vietnamese guy, right?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us when your family migrated to Germany and a little of the story surrounding that?
Sure. It started like 1991. My parents, they just wanted to go abroad. They didn't care where exactly, but they just wanted to leave the country first. And then they came to Germany because like my aunt lived there and they saw the country and they said like, okay, hey, we feel like everything is possible here. So they wanted their children to raise up in a world where they can follow their dreams, where they can do whatever they want. And that's why they decided to stay in Germany. So 1 year later, I was born.
Fantastic. So I assume that you are completely down with speaking German, speaking English, and speaking Vietnamese.
Yeah.
That's a good talent to have.
my German is better than my Vietnamese, I think. And and better than my English as well.
Was that something that you really were a bit panicked about? Like when you took on the V-pop industry? Because you obviously have spent a lot of time in abroad in Europe. The language barriers can be quite a challenge, can't they?
Yeah, it is. Like the biggest problem was like I wanted to say something. I wanted to explain something that the people understand me, but I couldn't. And I didn't know how to do that. So I always needed someone like my dad or my manager to explain to the Vietnamese people what I want.
Yeah.
And what I needed, for example, for a performance or something so that they understand me. So it is absolutely like I think language, the communication is one of the most important things to work with each other and to get what you want.
So how connected were you to your Vietnamese heritage growing up?
The thing was like the first time I've met my family in Vietnam was when I was 10. Actually, we just have phone calls when I was in Germany and I didn't feel very connected to them. I was connected to the Vietnamese culture because like we were eating Vietnamese at home.
Yeah.
We were talking Vietnamese at home. But like, yeah, it's still like 10,000 kilometers far from Germany. Mm. Right. I didn't know anything, actually. But the first time when I came to Vietnam, it felt like it's my home because like my family, they were saying hello to me like nothing happened. And like I'm there. I was born and raised in Vietnam.
So you instantly felt at home.
That was crazy. Absolutely, yeah. So I really loved it.
I think Vietnam has that way, doesn't it? Because it was the first place that I traveled overseas and I felt so comfortable the moment I got there, which was quite a challenge for me, I thought, because I'd never flown outside of the country and I was quite old. I was a late bloomer, as they say, in regards to traveling. But it's just got such a beautiful, peaceful kind of nature about it, hasn't it? It's very inclusive.
Yeah, where have you been, Jason?
I guess I flew into Hanoi to start off and went up to Ha Long Bay and Hue and Hoi An and Ho Chi Minh. So I got to see quite a few parts of Vietnam. We started in the north and went all the way down through the south.
Wow, that's amazing. Like you saw every most of the beautiful places here. And I think you love the food, right?
Yeah, there isn't a day that I don't think of Hoi An, I must say. I think of those beautiful pastries. It's such a great place to be.
Amazing, yeah.
While we're on the subject of food, did a sense of fusion make its way to your dinner plate much? Because you said that obviously, you know, your connection to Vietnam was at home, speaking, you know, Vietnamese with the parents, obviously cooking up a storm, like a bit of a banh mi frankfurter or along those lines.
Sorry, Jason. What is a banh mi frankfurter?
Well, do you know what? I'm probably pronouncing it the wrong way, right, Mark?
Well, I reckon it's like it's not banh mi, it's banh mi.
Banh mi.
Banh mi. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, and frankfurter is you mean the sausage?
Like a sausage.
Yeah, the sausage.
I see. Okay. You mean like the Vietnamese banh mi with the with the German sausage?
Yeah,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Or are they more traditional cooks?
Okay, I see. Actually, no. Like, no, because like, I don't like it. You know, like it's like all or nothing. So you have like Vietnamese or German. I wouldn't try like a banh mi frankfurter. That sounds so weird.
I think you have to come down to Melbourne, to Footscray, where I live, because we have one of the biggest Vietnamese areas outside of Vietnam. And you can't go 5 meters without coming across one of these rolls. Everyone loves them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I have to come to Melbourne again and like try these banh mi frankfurter. Like last time I was there to perform in Melbourne. Nobody showed me the Bang Me Frankfurter.
I might be bending the truth a little bit, just a little bit. So when was it that you were in Melbourne?
It was I think this year, August.
Wow, I was a little bit slow off the mark, wasn't I? I met you once. I came to know of your music once you'd been and gone.
Oh, that's fine, Jason. Like, I mean, like, you're not Vietnamese, and like talking to you right now is an honor already. So that's good. That's fine.
You can stay. You can stay.
Alrighty. So we have seen a good few family snaps online. So what it like to have so much of your private life out in the open for people to see? And is it hard to avoid?
To be honest, like, actually, I was thinking about, like, I don't want that my family is in the public life like right now. But everything just happened, and I couldn't avoid it because, like, I was in the show, and the show just showed, like, the whole family. The show showed like who I really am. So my parents were here, and they loved it.
Oh wow, that's good.
Sure, it's kind of weird because, like, they are involved in my work in my music so much, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird, but I think as long as they are happy with that and it's fine for them, yeah, I'm happy with that as well.
So from
but I tried to.
Sorry, could you
yeah,
go?
I tried to. I tried not to involve them too much in the public life because, like, yeah, it's. I decided to become a singer and not they decided, you know. So I want them to be free and, like, to do what they want.
Yeah, because that's just weird if you're going to go to the shops and you're going to see your mum on the front page of an entertainment magazine. Like, it's just not right.
Oh my gosh, like, if I would see my mom on a front page on a cover of a magazine, I would, like, I would go crazy. Like, no, but, like, you know, sometimes I walk on the streets, like, people, they tell me, like, hey, isn't that Chong Hee's dad? And they recognize me because of my dad.
Oh wow.
So sometimes my dad is more famous than me. Yep. So
that's like virtually everyone I'm friends with that has somehow met G-Dragon's dad in Korea, but, you know, not actually met G-Dragon.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, they're so happy to meet my family. Like, they're so happy to meet my mom and my dad, and, like, the fans, they are talking to them. They are writing such cute things and, like, hey, we love your family, we love what you're doing, whatever, and it's really, really cute. So that's fine, absolutely.
I think Vietnamese pop fans are the nicest around, I must say. They're always the most pleasant when they contact us.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. No bad ones just yet. So from what we gather, you actually started performing at quite a young age. Well, where did you start, and what was your big break?
Where did I start? I started when I was actually 8. I started to take part at the German Championship of Dancing. It was like kind of hip hop dancing.
Right.
And yeah, the first time I made I was the runner up of Germany. And 1 year after that, I was the champion of Europe, of the European Championships.
Wow.
And yeah, actually. Oh, and that year I could meet Britney Spears as well, like, for a TV show. So
yeah, I saw that video.
Yeah.
You're so cute. You look so cute.
Oh my gosh, you saw it, okay? Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and I think actually everything just started, and everything just I went with the flow, and because, like, I love music, I love what I'm doing, so I never stopped doing that. And I will always keep on doing this. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, after that, Vietnam Idol came, yeah.
Very nice. We've spoken to quite a lot of K-pop stars over the years who grew up in LA or overseas, you know, outside of Korea. And they made the move to Korea, and they've spoken of the language and cultural barriers, which we touched on a little bit earlier. When you were taking the step to head over to Vietnam yourself to take part in Idol, it must have been a huge thing for you. How did you feel? Did you feel you had a decent shot at winning the competition?
What do you mean with a decent shot?
Oh yeah, like, did you think you had a good chance to win? Did you think you were going to have some luck?
To be honest, Jason, like, I didn't think anything because. Actually, I wanted to go to Vietnam just, like, for holidays with my family. I didn't think of, like, I want to take part at a music show or something. So it was like a trip that never ended. And I was there, and I was not prepared for everything, actually. I didn't practice Vietnamese before. I didn't prepare my head for staying in Vietnam. I didn't prepare my head for going to a competition. And so I just went there and I just tried because a friend, she told me like that this is the last day of audition. Why don't you try? So I just tried. And then, everything just came with a lot of luck. Because and then I just had fun with the competition. I just wanted to sing on the big stages, so I really loved it. And I didn't think about like how big my chances are, because I was thinking about maybe I can get to the top 10, but if I don't get to the top 10, it doesn't matter because I can go back to Germany and nobody cares. So I can escape from the from the loss.
Sure.
But yeah.
Very good, Mark.
So
everything turned, yeah.
So at the moment you are being exposed to the public eye. So is the title given to you by many people in Vietnam, like the hot boy from Germany, one that you are proud to wear on your chest?
To wear what on my chest?
How do you feel about the title, the hot boy from Germany?
Oh, how do I feel, a hot boy from Germany?
Yeah.
how should I feel? Actually, I don't know, for real, I'm very happy about that, that people call me like that. It's always weird to see yourself as a hot boy, right?
No, I'm cool with it. And
you're cool with it? Yeah, you are hot, Jason, so
no,
you are
no, a hot no. boy, yeah. No, no, I'm getting a head nod from Mark. He's saying, no way.
Oh, no way. Okay. I understand you, Mark. I don't know, to be honest, I don't know how to feel about that. I just took it, how people said it, and I felt very, very, how's it called in English? I felt very happy and very...
Honored.
Honored.
Yeah.
Honored. I felt very honored that they gave me that name.
Very good. We watch a little bit of Vietnamese TV from time to time, and I think it's hard to get the audience up and dancing during a performance, but you seem to have been able to do it during idol recordings. So do you think your energy is what gave you a competitive edge in the competition?
Yeah, absolutely. I think until now, people really love my music and love me because I have so much energy, and I think this is something that makes me maybe different to the other singers. Because I think every singer has got something different. Every singer has got his positive things. And I think one of my biggest strength is my energy. I think because of that, my chances were bigger.
Your performance of Uptown Funk was amazing.
Of Uptown? Which one do you mean? The finale? Or
I think it was the finale one, when you start in the makeup room.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
but there's a good few on there. I did get to see a few different performances on YouTube.
Thanks, Jason.
Mark.
Oh yeah, let's chat about your release since taking out the competition. Have you been getting some good support?
You mean support by
as in
who?
From the people from the industry.
From the industry, from the locals, from.
How do I get the support from the industry? I think the people, there are some people, they were telling me hey, Jung-hyo, you are working so professionally. And the music producer of my new song, Say Ah, he said you are the most professional singer that I've worked with. And that's amazing. If someone tells me that, then I'm very proud of myself, and I think we did everything right.
The music video is really well produced, and the song is quite amazing. I mean, you must have put a lot of time and energy into getting, as a team, to get that to where it was, right?
Oh, Jason, when you talk about Say Ah, it's you imagine you have 2 months or three months, you don't have any life. You just focus on doing something and you forget everything around you. And people are going to tell you you are selfish. People are going to tell you you just focus on yourself.
Yeah.
But it was like that because I had 2-3 months for making the music video, making the song. And I put all my heart into that song. I put everything that I could. And yeah, that's why I think I can do understand when people told me like, yeah, you don't care about us. But yeah, right now it's easier and I can be more relaxed.
Yeah, don't worry. I totally understand where you're coming from, having a full-time job and then trying to run a radio station as a hobby in my spare time. I know what you feel. I know how it feels.
Yeah, like your wife's going to tell you like, where have you been all the time? You don't take care of me anymore. And like, do you still love me? Whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm sure it'll pay off and you need to just hope that those around you know that it's going to pay off, right?
Absolutely. I mean, like, it's your passion. It's your dream. And I made my dream come true with this song and with Say Ah. So I'm very, very proud of the team. I'm very, very proud of everybody who is involved in this song, in this music video. Yeah, I'm very proud.
Excuse me. This is a question that I've never asked anyone in an interview after 12 years of being on radio, but how's your butt?
How's my what?
How's your bottom? We saw that you burnt it.
Oh, my! You mean my ass?
Yeah, your ass. I was trying to be polite. Your ass.
Ah, come on. Like, we're in Australian radio, right?
So that's it. Ass, right? You can say whatever you want.
And you don't censor it? Really?
Yeah, like, go for it.
Just go for it.
Hey, they'll hear it back home, but we're okay with it.
Okay. No, it's like, I want to still be polite and like, yeah. My ass. Yeah, it was hot that day. And I needed some fresh air and some ice, but no, it was cool. It was really, really fun. Like, I told the producer, the director to give me so much all that that is possible, because like, I really want to burn the whole room. And yeah, and he did it. So not only the room, he burned my ass as well. So yeah, but it was amazing.
We have a little bit of a saying in Australia. I don't know if it was, there was a variation of this in Germany when you were growing up, but it's liar, liar, pants on fire. So we were just worried that you might have been saying fibs.
Might saying what? Sorry.
You might have been telling lies.
Oh, why? Because like the ass?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Okay, I see.
All right. Well, look, we really appreciate your time on Asian Pub Radio today, and you've got some amazing tracks out, and we really hope that we can keep supporting you, and we wish you all the best. But how can our listeners find out a little bit more about your music, and where should they start?
Where should they start? I think they can, everybody, you can go on facebook.com/official Chonghyo. Okay, I think maybe it's a little bit hard, but yeah, Chonghyo is TRONGHIEU.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure that we post it on our Facebook page as well, so everyone can find it when they finish hearing the interview today.
Yeah, and YouTube for sure. And yeah, Jason, thank you so much, like Jason and Mark, for the great interview. I had so much fun.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, this is, yeah, it's just a break, or are we done?
Oh, no, that's okay. No, keep going. Yep.
No, I don't know. Like, I thought we're done.
It's actually Mark's first interview on radio, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's Mark's first interview on radio as well.
Yeah, my apology for any
it's Mark's first radio. Hey, everyone, Asia Pop Radio. Asia Pop Radio, we have the... Today is the 20... Oh, no. Asia Pop Radio. It's the premiere today. It's Mark's very first radio interview with Chonghyo.
Oh my god, that's my big honor.
It's my honor to have you the first time interviewing me or interviewing anybody.
I'm sure you won't forget. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, yeah.
Did you get the script that we sent you just for a little bit of an audio shout out?
Oh, I got it, but I didn't see the shout out.
That's okay. So we just want to record you saying your name and then how people can follow you. And then if you just want to say at the end, this is Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7. And then we can use that.
Sorry, it's called Asian, right?
Yeah.
Asian Pop Radio.
Asian Pop. So pop music from all backgrounds. Yeah. Asian Pop Radio.
All right. Asian Pop Radio, what was the number after that?
And then Asia Wide Hits.
Asia Wide Hits, okay.
24/7. That's our little slogan.
24/7. Oh, I got it here. Okay, Asia Wide Hits 24/7. Okay.
Yeah. Cool, when you're ready.
Okay, just like shout out, right?
Yes, thank you.
It's Australia, right?
Yeah.
So I can... Okay.
Yeah, you can say... You can be as flexible as you want.
Okay. Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Chong Hieu from Vietnam, Vietnam Idol 2015, and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7. I wish you a lot of fun and have a great day. So, see you soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That was great.
Okay, sure. So, like, I'm going to do it separately, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce myself first. Okay. Yeah.
<All right. laughs> Take a deep breath.
Hey, Australia, what's up? How you doing? I'm Chong Hieu, Vietnam Idol 2015. And you can follow me and check all the updates on facebook.com/officialChongHieu. And I hope to see your comments and your messages. Have fun.
Awesome. I think that was good. So do you want to do one for Say R as well? So just, and here's Say R on Asian Pop Radio.
I would love to.
Thank you.
Okay. How do you say, like, in Australian? Is there something like, hey guys, or something? Is there something Australian?
Yeah, hey guys, or...
Good day.
Or you could really take, as we would say in Australia, you could really take the piss and say, how you going, mate?
Good day, mate.
G'day, yeah, g'day, how mate. You... G'day, mate.
What? G'day, mate?
Yeah, it's a really Aussie kind of thing to say to someone. You call each other mate. So it doesn't
mate, okay.
Mate doesn't really mean what it means in other context, but we usually say, how you going, mate?
Hey, what? Hey, girl, mate.
So, no. Yeah, so how you going, mate?
I reckon good day.
Oh, how you going, mate? Okay. Yeah. How going, mate? Okay.
Yeah.
How going, mate? Okay, I'm going to say it like that.
All right, cool.
Okay. Hey, going, mate. You're listening to Asian Pop Radio. And right now, you're listening to Chong Hieu with Say Ah.
Excellent. That was good.